Well, thanks for listening in. This is Matt Santos with the Mile High Show. We are actually not the Mile High Show today. I have had an extremely, extremely busy couple of weeks. Unfortunately, what that meant is a couple of the interviews I had scheduled for the Mile High Show had to be postponed, rescheduled. What it all boils down to is good for my secular business by being busy is bad for the Mile High Show because I do not have an episode today. My first gut instinct told me that since this, I'm going to put something up anyway. This will air, this will be posted May 18th on a Monday. I try and keep that Monday schedule on. I am sitting down to interview one of our local musicians, one of the hardest working entertainers in the area, Mr. Sky Conwell. He bills himself as Sky Daddy Conwell, a gifted musician, guitarist, songwriter, who was also part of my debut episode this past December. He and his musical partner, Danny Romero, make up the backbone of the Arizona Territories band. And on our debut episode in December, the two of them were getting ready to perform as the Arizona Territory duo. And the two of them play as the duo all around the area. They also team up with the rest of their band playing some of the greatest rockabilly, or as they dub it, punkabilly, a fusion of rock and roll, punk, hillbilly, country western, a little bit of everything. Sky throws in some surf guitar in there for his own brand of surfabilly. It's a great show that they do. It's a great few hours of music if you can catch them live. But when we sat down and recorded with Sky and Danny back in December, Danny is kind of the front man of the band, and sometimes Sky takes a little bit of a back seat. And while Danny's story in itself and the two of them together is a very interesting and fun-filled story, Sky has a great story of his own, and we're going to get into that tomorrow when I sit down with Sky. And I was thinking, well, why don't I just shelve an episode and I'll just punch up Sky's a little early. But then something happened the other day. I did need to carve out a day to for some personal business, which was much needed because one of my clients and my secular job is unemployed is a good way to do it, but I think the technical term is freelance. I'm a freelance journalist. I deal with some terrestrial broadcasting. I do press releases and photography. I do some writing for various entities, some of the local schools, some government agencies, some local businesses where I help with their marketing and for their disseminating news and press releases and things like that. One of my clients had quite a bit going on, and the last couple of weeks it's been kind of hectic over there, so that has taken much of my time, which is fine. It's great. I could use the work. But it did cause me to get a little behind in some personal business and get behind in some of the podcasting business. But I did need to carve out last Thursday a little backstory on me personally. I am the youngest of five children. We are spread out throughout Arizona and parts of California, where we are originally from. Both my mom and dad were both from California as well. And my dad, who has passed, he passed away, oh, many years ago. My mom lives here in Arizona with my sister. My oldest sister is her primary caregiver. My mom does unfortunately need full time care for some medical issues she has experienced in recent years. She suffers from dementia and some other health problems, but like everybody else, my sister needs a break occasionally. She had some things to take care of and asked me a week or so ago, as she does periodically, if I can be with my mom for the day. And so I had mommy all day on Thursday, which was fun. I haven't had, we, because of my schedule and my family's schedule, I haven't had the opportunity to do that recently. So it was more than welcome. I enjoyed it. And about halfway through that day, we went to go pick up my son from preschool. So we had mom, 79, myself, 49, and my five-year-old son in the car. And my mom and my son, the three generations of us driving down Reed Road in Chino Valley. And mom starts telling my son Anthony some stories of when she was his age. And these stories are coming back to her crystal clear. And just from past experience, I know this clarity will probably not last long. We were on our way to get her lunch ready and my son's little early afternoon snack. So I'm listening to these stories. There's some songs on the radio, some old Dean Martin that we're listening to. And Anthony is just loving it. He is listening so intently to Grandma, and Grandma's telling these great stories. And my podcaster's mind starts spinning. I got to get this recorded. So we get home. I get their meal, their snack ready. And I ask my mom, I said, hey, let's keep talking. I'm going to get my recorder out. And she said, oh, that'll be good. That'll be good. They're talking. So I crack open the case. I pull out my little Zoom recorder, plug in a couple of mics, slap them on the table. And she starts talking. I start asking her some questions. And pop, just like that. The conversation goes dead. Her memories are going. She starts to forget some very crucial things about what we're doing right then and there, who her siblings are, and I try and prompt her with a couple of more questions, and we start trying to fill in some of the void, and it becomes apparent to me that maybe we should put this off for a later date. Which is fine. That's, but I still keep thinking this would be a great, great conversation. The three of us, three generations, comparing notes, comparing observations, listening to my mom's stories, which are all brand new to Anthony, and many of which are either new or long since forgotten to me. That, you know, the ones I heard when I was his age. And others that I probably never would have heard. My dad, who passed away in 1988, was a master storyteller, and had a lot of experience to pull from. Both of them, my mom and father, grew up near each other. They were childhood friends. Their brothers and sisters all played together. They both came from very large families of 10, 12 or more. And a lot of the stories I grew up listening to when I was Anthony's age and older through my childhood came from my father, from his side of the family. And they were hilarious. They were just exciting adventures that neighborhood boys were getting into. It was like listening to a real life recollection of the Bowery Boys almost, except the other coast. They were from the West Coast, and none of the stories that stick with me, none of the ones that I remember really enjoying hearing were major events. They weren't, you know, huge news-making stories. They were the everyday life shenanigans of these little kids terrorizing the neighborhoods in San Leandro, San Lorenzo, and Oakland, California, back in the late 30s and early 40s. Just the trouble they would get into, the characters that were in the neighborhoods, the little capers that they would pull, and the mischief they would get into. And those are the stories that I wanted, that I want Anthony to enjoy. Unfortunately, a lot of my personal stories, I'm reluctant to relay to Anthony because, one, I don't want to give him any ideas, and two, I'm not really sure the statute of limitations has ran out on all of them. So I think it would be safer for him to hear the stories of the previous generation, the generation of my mother and my father, my aunts and my uncles. Much of that extended family are no longer with us, and the ones that are states and sometimes several states away. So until we can get him FaceTime with those extended family members, sitting down with a nearly 80-year-old grandma is crucial for him, I think. I think it's important, and I wanted to facilitate that. I wanted to be part of that. I wanted to enjoy that myself and record some, because I was thinking, I got a podcast right here in my living room. Unfortunately, like I said, once those mics started, the memory stopped. And I figured, well, we'll pick this up at a later date, and I still will do that. I want to do that. I figure maybe we'll let the tape run, the recorder run for several hours even, and we'll cull that down to a 45-minute to an hour podcast of the passage of time, the passage of stories from one generation to the next. So Mom, let's take a break. Let's go ahead. We'll just stop this and we'll pick this up later. Oh, okay, that's fine. She agrees. So I power down the recorder. I unplug the mics. I start wrapping the cords. And as soon as that Zoom recorder hits the Pelican case, my mom looks up at me and says, "Oh, but that does remind me." And she started telling me about this spring night. It was dark. She was getting off work. She was already out of high school. She was 18, 19 years old. And she's walking home from school, from work, and it's dark out, and she hears these footsteps behind her. And it turns into a story of how a conversation on the street with her childhood friend, actually her brother's best friend, blossomed into a romance that her brother's best friend was my father, and my mother and father knew each other as children and as teenagers, as high schoolers. And soon after high school, after this one encounter late at night, walking down the street, turned into a romance, which turned into a marriage, which turned into six children. Like I said, five of us who are still around, several grandchildren, including my very own little Anthony. And it turned into a lifetime of memories that I want Anthony to experience. I want him to enjoy them as much as I did when I was his age. And unfortunately, my own brain is not what it once was. Who am I kidding? It probably never was what it once was. But my mom has those stories, and I want him to hear them. Well, she starts telling me this story after I powered down the microphones and the recorder. And it was delivered in such detail. For 15, 20 minutes, she's telling me the smells and the sensations she was feeling that night, the specific, she remembered the specific song that was playing through a speaker as they walked past a local drugstore. She remembers the conversation they were having that night, almost 60 years ago. She remembers what he was wearing, my father, at the time, if she was 19, he was 22, 23. She remembers what he was wearing, the way his hair was parted. She remembers their conversation. And that conversation went into another conversation, went into another conversation. And for 20 minutes, she's relaying with such detail this courtship that turned into a family. And then she stops and I look at her. I said, Mom, how come you didn't remember that when I had the recording going? And she hummed and hawed and kind of shrugged her shoulders as she ate her rotten banana. She likes them. It's not like we're torturing an elderly relative. She likes them kind of mushed. And she looks at me and says, you know, my memory kind of trails off. And I go, oh, well, maybe another time. And I snap the lid on that recorder and she looks at me, clear-eyed as can be. And she looks at me, she goes, besides, I wanted to tell you that story, not that little machine. And then it clicked. She was pulling my leg. She remembered the entire time, but she didn't want to tell it to a recorder. She wanted to tell it to me and to tell it to Anthony. So she's a tricky old bird, that Mary Santos. Either that or she's completely bat crazy. I don't know. But at some point, I hope to sit down with her and with Anthony and record a full-blown podcast that will be three generations of Santoses learning from each other. Well, they'll be learning from each other. I'll just be observing and hopefully for you, the listener, it might be an interesting little glimpse into 1930s and 1940s life and the formation, the early germination of a family that I am proud to call my own. So I hope you enjoy it. I know I will enjoy it if and when I am able to get that recording done. But in the meantime, like I said, I didn't want to rush and get Skies out there. And one of my goals in when I started this podcast, when I started the Mile High Show, was content. One episode every week. That was my goal. I wasn't concerned about listeners. I wasn't concerned about sponsorship. I was going to go a year of content. Before I even worried about a single listener. And we are upwards of, about 13, almost 14,000 listens so far in the short few months we've been doing this. So from one guy driving around in his van today, I am in the garage at my home recording this. But just one schmuck with a mic and a recorder to be able to look at the stats and see 13 plus thousand listens, that ain't bad. So in order to give you guys good stories and good conversation, please use our contact page on milehighshow.com to let me know who you would like me to track down and take hostage in my van or at a bar stool somewhere in our area, and I would be happy to sit down with whoever you'd like to hear and maybe get a good story or two out of them. Again, tomorrow, which will be May 19th, I will be sitting down with Sky Conwell at Gabby's Grill. That invitation is open to anybody who wants to come by. 3 p.m., Gabby's Grill in Prescott Valley, right there by the Harkins Theater. I'll be sitting down with Sky Conwell, who's going to tell us some great stories about his time in music, how he formulates his stories that he tells through song and guitar. And he's going to play us a couple of tunes. And everybody who wants to is welcome to join us to sit down and listen to myself and Sky. That will be up a week from today. What is that? The 23rd, 24th, 25th, something like that. Every Monday we post. And then later in the week, I am leaving town. I have some jobs out of town that will put me on the road. I'm going to be doing, I don't know, 1,700 miles in about 4 or 5 days around Arizona, Utah, and Colorado. So my plan is to record a podcast or two while on the road. Don't know what I got planned for it. We'll see. We'll see who I bump into at a car stop or a truck stop or a drive-in or a broke down on the side of the road. Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? But I'll have my microphone and a camera with me, so hopefully we might get a story or two out of that. In the meantime, I'm going to try and tie my mom down and sit down with her and my son and get a podcast out of that conversation. But in the meantime, here's a little snippet of an attempted podcast. This is an abbreviated version of the Mile High Show, and I hope I didn't bore you too much. So here's my mommy and my son and myself for just a few minutes in my dining room. And then next week, Sky Daddy Conwell at Gabby's Grill. So we have...
I'm eating while we do this.
You're going to eat while we do this? We have three generations of Santoses at the table. We have Anthony. How old are you, Anthony? No, you got to say it. How old is that?
5.
You're 5. Good. Who's that sitting next to you? Who is that?
Grandma.
Grandma. Grandma's not 5. How old do you think Grandma is? Take a guess.
13.
13? You think she's 13? Is 13 old? Mm-hmm. Get in nice and close. 13's old?
Yes.
How old do you think Pop is?
6.
That's good. I'm older than you. That's why. He knows. How old are you, Ma?
Close to 80.
80? Man. Yeah, you're 79, right? Yeah, because you're 30. I'm 49. You're 30 years older than me.
That's how old I
am. What year were you born?
1936.
36. Where were you born?
In, Ventura County.
What city? What was the town?
Oxnard.
Oxnard? Where were you guys living then? Weren't you in El Rio or something like that? Or where did you live? When you were little, where did you live?
El Rio, I think.
Is that in America? Where is it? Is it some, like, it's close to the border, isn't it?
Oh, stop laughing.
I'm the, 4th of 10 children.
4th of 10? What was the difference between Marty the oldest?
Yes.
Go through everybody. Marty?
Marty.
What was Marty's name?
Nemesio.
Nemesio.
He didn't like that name.
Is that a made-up name?
Well.
Is it a traditional Mexican name?
No, it's a Mexican name, Nemesio. But he didn't like it, so he said Marty.
And Marty, because of Martinez?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He didn't like his name.
Do you know what Grandma's name is? No? What do you think it is? Take a guess. Because you'll pretty much be right no matter what you guess, because Grandma changes her name sometimes. One time she was Sylvia. Weren't you Gloria for a while?
No.
Or Marilyn?
Yeah. No, I don't remember that one.
Yeah.
I think Sylvia's a pretty name.
What do you think Grandma's name is? You don't know? Just Grandma? What do you call her? What do you call her when you call her? Do you call her Grandma or Granny?
Grandma.
Grandma. How come you don't call her Granny? Did Granny just roll her eyes when I said Granny? Ask her. Can you call her Grandmama? Grandmummy? Grandma's name is Mary. Grandma's name. No whispering. You got a microphone in front of you. No whispering. Okay, so Marty's the oldest. I wish this was a video. Then we can show that disgusting banana on the table. We'll get to that later. Okay. What color is that banana, Anthony? What is that? Black banana. Why is it a black banana? Isn't that ucky?
Because it's a very ripe and it's sweeter than when it was so just
Anthony,
a banana.
See, if you don't have any teeth, you got to eat a black banana too. Pop should be eating black bananas. Okay, so Marty, you're going to learn all about your aunts and uncles, your great aunts and your great uncles. Some of them you met, Anthony, and some of them you have not. So you got Marty, then who?
Juana, my brother Bill, and then me.
And then you, and then who was after you?
My brother Joe. And then, let's see.
So Marty, Juana, Bill, you, Joe.
Joe, and then, what was his name?
That's Grandma's thinking hard face.
I've done it before.
Where's Loopy in the mix? And did B, Loopy and B.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, so we...
You're silly boy.
You're contagious. I just lost my memory, too. So you've got...
It happens to everybody.
I think I need a nap. So you've got... You've got Marty. Marty, Loopy. Actually, Marty, Juana. Bill.
Bill. Me.
You.
Loopy.
Lucy.
And B.
And B. Three girls in a row. Then Manuel. Lola and Sal. Dolores and Sal. Okay. What's the age difference between Marty and Sal? Do you know? Let's see. 10 kids, what, 9 years? 8.5, 10 years. So what was it like growing up with all those kids?
Fun.
Like what? What'd you guys do?
My brothers and sisters were my best friends. We had a fun family.
Anthony, this is before you got to get closer to that. Finish eating, too. We can eat while we do this. Oh, you got to take your pill, too.
What'll I do first?
Here, you already finished some of your sandwich.
Yeah,
I don't know what this little white pill is. I'm just glad we didn't get pulled over on the way here.
I usually eat a whole half. Okay. My
eat a whole of a half.
Where did you put the pill?
It's right here in the baggie. Grandma walks around with pills in a little baggie stashed in her purse. Normally, that's what we call shady. Do you know what shady means, Anthony?
No.
Shady means, what does shady mean? Shady means kind of sneaky. That's what Grandma is. Grandma's kind of sneaky.
We played, all of us. We ran around a lot and had a lot of fun.
Yeah? Were you guys, what'd your dad do?
He went to work.
What did he do?
He was a carpenter.
Carpenter. That's what all your brothers pretty much are, right? Yeah. What kind of stuff did he build? Was it like houses and stuff?
Houses,
Did he build your guys' house?
Mm-hmm.
Which one? All of them? The ones you lived in or the one in San Leandro?
The one in...
Get closer.
The one in San Leandro, I think.
Yeah.
And I helped him.
What'd you do?
I would climb on the roof. There was a ladder. At night, he would work at night to fix the roof better.
So he would have you climbing a ladder and getting on the roof at night?
Yeah.
When you were a little kid?
I was 10, I
think. Fairly certain that's breaking several laws. What do you expect from somebody who walks around with a bag full of pills? It's okay.
I was not as old as I am.
No,
I need a bag of pills.
Oh, you didn't need a bag of pills when you were a kid?
Bag of pills.
So you got married. No, when did you get married? Before or after all your nightclubbing days when you were a nightclub dancer? Where'd you used to hang out? You were telling me earlier. That's the whole reason we're sitting here. Where did you used to hang out?
I didn't hang out. What did I tell you?
It was a half hour ago. Remember when we were singing in the car, Anthony? And Grandma was telling us about going dancing? Where'd you used to hang out when you went dancing?
That's not hanging out, it's dancing.
Okay, Wendy. What discos? They weren't even discos at the time. Nightclubs.
Sweets Ballroom.
Sweets Ballroom in Oakland. Oakland? What was it like? Was it a live band?
Yeah.
What are you trying to think of?
What we used to do.
You used to go dancing. What kind of music did you like dancing to?
Mambo and cha-cha-cha.
Why do you keep moving that away? Get that closer.
I don't know. It's just...
See, over to the toast.
No, I don't. I like to have something to hang on to.
Hang on to your sandwich. You got to finish eating.
No, that's not very sturdy. I eat it all.
Eat the rest of your sandwich. So who was Carlos?
He was about 18 or something. I don't know, maybe 19. I don't know. He was young, and he asked me to dance. Well, everybody would just ask anybody. There was 200 people there or whatever.
200 people in the nightclub at.
It wasn't a nightclub, it was a dance place. Sweets Ballroom is huge. And they would have different things there, different kinds of shows and things. But the dancing was at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Sundays. And Bill and Flo used to go there, and they would take me with them. And it was fun. Bye.